Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Crohn's disease begins with inflammation, most often in the lower part of the small intestines or in the colon, but sometimes in the stomach, the esophagus, or the mouth. Unlike ulcerative colitis, in which inflammation occurs uniformly throughout an affected area, Crohn's disease can develop in many places simultaneously, with healthy tissue in between. In time, large ulcers that extend deep into the intestinal wall may develop in the inflamed areas. No one is sure what triggers the inflammation in Crohn's disease, although research shows that the inflammation seen in the GI tract involves several factors: the genes the patient has inherited, the immune system, and the environment. Foreign substances, also known as antigens, are found in the environment. One possible cause of the inflammation may be the body's reaction to these antigens, or that the antigens themselves are the cause of the inflammation. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.